Hello, and welcome to our podcast, Farm Stress Real Talk with Penn State Extension. My name is Ginger Fenton, and I'm an educator with the Animal Systems Unit. I'm here today with Rich Galusha, who joined some of my team members at the 2024 Pennsylvania Farm Show to participate in a panel discussion. You're in good company. The farming community cares. Today, I'd like to continue that conversation from the panel discussion. Welcome, Rich. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Well, thank you for having me, Ginger. I'm looking forward to it.
Rich, can you please introduce yourself and tell us a bit about your work with the agricultural community?
Sure, absolutely. I see three roles. Probably the most important role for for the podcast today would be my role as Penn Ag's president of the board. Secondly, I do work with businesses in their arenas of regulatory compliance, which can create its own levels of stress for sure. And then finally, it is personal to me because I do have a few family members that deal with mental illness and to the point of having experienced a couple suicide attempts. So this is near and dear to my heart as well, Ginger.
Appreciate your willingness to share. I know this is not always an easy topic for people to talk about. What are some of the main stressors that you see within your clientele and within the ag community?
I think there's this level of uncertainty, and it really came to a head first with the pandemic, and then came to for us the avian high path avian influenza. That brought a lot of stress to farmers, and again, it was that uncertainty, the unknown. You had the areas that were impacted, and of course, other farmers are thinking, how soon or when will it be that my area gets impacted? Where do I go for help? What can I do? And I think that uncertainty just it just leads to added stress on what is already a stressful job.
Absolutely. I agree. The unknown is a great stressor. So, can you tell us how your organization and even the ag community in general is responding to farmers who are showing signs of stress?
Well, I've had the opportunity, I think it was a couple of years ago at Ag Progress Days, to see your presentation and the presentation for mental health safety. I've seen the program that Penn State has, Extension, I believe it's called First Aid, Mental Health First Aid. Looks like an excellent program. I know the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture has a program, the AgriStressor program, I believe it's called, or AgriStress program. So there are a lot of programs out there. From the Penn Ag standpoint, I would say I guess we just offered more specific types of help to meet the crisis at the time. So when the pandemic occurred, we had already set up and were managing the Center for Poultry and Livestock Excellence. And that resource was able to get funding and to move personal protective equipment to farmers and other agribusinesses. It was able to get information out to the community. So that educational part, I think, was vital. Even more recently, with the high path avian influenza, Penn Ag staff was on the farm. They were on site, involved with depopulations. They were there to support the farmers, to answer questions, to provide some semblance of relief, not as counselors, but really as just somebody who, hey, we're here with you. We're not leaving. We're going to stay with it and help you through the process. And I think just that, knowing that there's just somebody there with a level of empathy and who's hands-on in it with you, made a big difference. And was, I think, a huge help to those that we interacted with at that time.
Absolutely agree. I've been fortunate to work with Penn Ag on several projects, including the one you mentioned. We did a survey of agricultural producers talking about mental health and wellness. And I know that it's a great resource for technical information and just to bring that collaborative effort together and to tie the ag community together. And that's certainly something that's very valuable in a crisis.
Yeah,
So
I
that's.
agree. I think, when again, back to that idea of uncertainty, when you have regulations flying at you. Here's what you have to do. Here's what you have to account for, while you're in survival mode in many respects. And not to say that those regulations are bad, and not to say that they don't have purpose, because they do, but it just feels, at some point, it just feels like piling on. And it's like, who's going to help me through this? And so having organizations, whether it's PennAg, Department of Ag, Penn State Extension, the Farm Bureau, out there to provide that support. And I would say for the listeners, don't forget that those organizations are there. Sometimes we get so tied up into the weeds of trying to fix it, get things done, work it out ourselves, that we forget that those resources are there for us. So hopefully the organizations are reminding you that we're here, but sometimes it doesn't hurt to reach out for help.
For sure. Are there any other additional strategies, Rich, that you've used within your organization or within your clientele that you'd like to share?
Well, I think it still comes down to education for us and being that resource. And we can, well, another example was working with the Department of Ag to do at least weekly phone calls for the poultry community, where they could get online and hear the latest of what was happening with HiPath AI. They could hear about the latest regulations. They could see where those control zones were being established, what's the status with permitting, and really get any of their questions answered. Probably more importantly, was just that it was a place where they could ask a question and get an answer. And then, following up on that, PennAg went out to certain communities that maybe didn't have access to all that information, and were able to meet directly with them at fire halls and help them with the regulations, help them with the permitting process, help them with testing. And so again, I just see that hands-on type of assistance as the role PennAg has played to reduce stress and to reduce the level of uncertainty.
Do you have any recommendations for maybe a farmer that doesn't have that network in place for managing their stress, how they start to build a support network and where they can look? I know you've already mentioned several organizations, but how would you recommend that they get started with that?
Well, I think again, I think the organizations are great. I also think it's just the one thing I've found in my work with the ag community is that there's a lot of willingness to share, a lot of willingness to work together to help. It isn't as cutthroat as some other industries that I've worked with before, and so I applaud that and I admire that. And I do think to just get together for coffee with a fellow farmer and just talk through what's happening. I travel a lot, and I'll stop in at a local diner, and you'll see this breakfast group of guys and ladies, perhaps too, that are just talking. And I think just to have, sometimes it's you hear the conversation. Sometimes it's just general kind of stuff. Other times it's very specific. And hey, I've got this issue going on. What do you think? And so I know that there's this idea that, well, should I ask for help? I should be able to figure this out on my own. I should be independent. I should be strong. I should be able to fight through these things. That just is not the case. And sometimes it's just a simple conversation with someone who can bring your perspective back to where you want it to be to solve those issues that you're having.
Do you have any, I will call them success stories or positive outcomes that you'd like to share, Rich, or any helpful information?
Sure, Ginger. The one success story I would point to, again, more of a global type of thing, but very important, was PennAg worked with the legislature, Governor Shapiro, to get funding for farms that had to depopulate, farms that had income losses. And this funding made all the difference in the world. And Pennsylvania is, as far as I know, still the only state that provides that sort of reimbursement. So even to have that backstop, knowing that not only for the farmer that's been impacted, but maybe the farmer who's thinking, well, what happens to me? Maybe if I'm next, what will I do? Well, there is help, and the state has stepped up to help farmers with that. The latest out of that, the latest round basically focuses on biosecurity. So, if you're a farmer who maybe has some things you still need to do from a biosecurity standpoint, there is some funding through the State Department of Ag to implement some biosecurity, enhanced biosecurity programs. So there's a level of proactivity too. And I admire that. I like to see that. But I do think that the funding has made a big difference. Just to pay for lost income, the mortgage, your fixed costs, just have something to keep you on your feet.
I will echo that some of the lessons learned through the high path avian influenza outbreak are carrying into other aspects of agriculture as well. And
Yes.
I hate to see that at the expense of one portion of the industry, but if it's something positive, I think that other portions of our industry and other commodities are taking steps to improve. You mentioned biosecurity. I know that's carrying over into the dairy world and to other aspects. So I think that's a positive takeaway.
Right. And
Before
something else we realized in it was just the stress that's on the folks that work at the vet, the labs, just the high level of intense work that just kept coming and coming and coming. And providing support for them, and just again a helping hand or encouragement, or just somebody to listen to, somebody to talk to. Also important for those folks. It's a very integrated deal that involves a lot of people who step up and help out during those times. But back to the farmer, I think it is that question or that issue of, hey, just talk to somebody. Might be a pastor, could be a counselor, could be a friend. But just talk. The other thing I read, which that doesn't surprise me because it's fairly new, is the 988 suicide prevention number. I think a lot of people just think that's, well, that's only for if I'm thinking about committing suicide, and that's just not the case either. It's a crisis line, and crisis, if you look at the website, can be anything from family issues to economic issues to health issues. And so if even if that's the starting point, that's a great starting point because they will point you in the direction of the help that you need.
that's a great resource to share, Rich. The other point I would like to bring up with that number is you can call on behalf of somebody else too, if you're with somebody and you need to make that call with them. If you need to help them take that step,
That's a
you
good
can
point.
certainly do that. So
Right.
we are just about to wrap up. Is there any other parting thoughts or anything
Well,
else you'd like to share? Apologies.
I appreciate the work that you're doing, and I, one of the words that came up at the farm show was the word stigma, and there still is that stigma. There was, I think, one of the questions was, if you had kind of a magic wand to wave, what's that thing that you would do, the big thing that you would do? And I said, well, an ad in the Super Bowl wouldn't be a bad thing, and I guess there was actually an ad in the Super Bowl. It was directed to more toward youth. It was NFL program for mental health. But I think we also recognize it's more than a one-off, and that it's information that needs to be constantly coming to us, and a reminder of us, or to us, that that support is there, and it is 24/7, and people are there to help. So I guess we just have to not be afraid to take that first step. When we need to, or have a family member help take it for us. So that was a good point.
Thank you very much, Rich. I appreciate you sharing your insights and the time that you dedicated to sharing with our listeners today. Make sure that you tune in for future episodes where we'll continue the conversation with more panelists from our series, The Farming Community Cares. If you would like more information on farm stress, visit the Penn State Extension website at psu.edu.